pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit? Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in. All right, we're back with a new episode. So in this episode, let's talk about paying for a service or doing something yourself. This is something that we hear on a daily basis, just not relating to credit repair, but it relates to any type of service that's out there. So for example, by me being in the credit industry, Sturgis Credit Repair gets tagged almost every hour of the day. There's always somebody out there that's making some type of post on the internet or asking, you know, the public, hey, you know, who do y'all recommend to help me improve my credit scores, or who do y'all recommend to kind of guide me to work on my credit? And a lot of people, you know, tax Sturgis Credit Repair because they've probably tried the service before or known a family member or a friend who have used our services. But a lot of times there's always going to be people in the comments that are like, oh, don't hire a credit repair company, do it yourself, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I always like to look at everyone's perspective on things. And 99% of the time, it comes down to cost. You know, it doesn't matter what type of service it is or what you're offering to people. If someone is on a tight budget and they just simply do not have the funds to, you know, afford your services, there's no point in trying to, in my opinion, sell somebody a service that they can't afford in the first place. So when it comes to hiring a service, okay, it's only two things that you need to decide. One, do you have the time and experience to do something on your own? Or two, will paying money for somebody else to do a job or a task for you save you time in the long run? So you have to choose if time or money is more important to you. Okay, let's look at coffee shops. Okay, every morning I go grab me a cup of coffee from a local company called Seven Brew. They're similar to Starbucks, except way more cooler. I have a brand new coffee machine in my kitchen that I paid $100 for at home. So I can make my little Keurig cup coffees all day long for free. I mean, not free, which I'm about to get into that next. I still had to buy the coffee pot. I still have to buy the coffee. I still got to buy the creamer. I use my monk fruit sugar. That's, you know, not the bad sugar, but sugar that's made from fruits, apparently, whatever it is. But it's supposed to be a little bit better than normal sugar. But I still got to pay for stuff. And then on top of that, I have to dirty up a coffee mug and then I have to run it through my dishwasher, which then I have to pay for the dishwasher tablets and electricity to wash the coffee mug. I mean, of course, I can clean it by hand, but look, that's still running water. So nothing in this world is free. That's what I'm getting at. So every morning when I'm either going to get office supplies for the business or I'm going to the post office, we're dropping off documents, picking up documents, whatever the case is, we're always running past coffee shops, and it's so much easier to just stop through a coffee shop for like 30 seconds, get a coffee and just pay $5 for it, opposed to getting up a little earlier, preparing coffee, cleaning up the mess if there's a mess, any spills, wiping up that. And a lot of times I'm always on the go, you know, just me being a person that I am, I'm just go, 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 go. I'm never in one spot for so long. So to me, my time is worth more when it comes to $5. So therefore my time is worth more than paying money for something. So I will gladly hire a coffee service, especially when I'm on the road and then I can sip on my coffee. When I'm done with it, I can just throw the cup away. I don't have to wash anything. I don't have to replace the coffee Keurigs and all of that stuff. So that's a perfect example. Okay, look at these people that are lined up in McDonald's line every single morning. You know, the lines are out to the road. These people are just waiting on their chicken and biscuit and their what are the pancakes, the hot cakes, I believe, at McDonald's. You know, these people are the same way. They can make breakfast at home for free. However, they rather just pay a food service to prepare food for them for free, because they can eat it on the way to work, or it can already be fresh and hot, so when they get to work, they can eat it real quick before they clock in. So at the end of the day, you know, if a service saves you time, pay the money. If you're on a tight budget and you're stressing about paying somebody, worrying about if a business makes profit and all of this nonsense, do something yourself. Take money out of the equation. Do it yourself. You know, and even if you do it yourself, it's still not free. You still got to pay for things. Okay, so let's break this down and back into the credit repair industry. So if you have challenged credit or bad items reporting to your credit, and you're in the process to start working on removing those items, and you're deciding if you should hire a credit repair company to assist you or you should do it yourself, that's something that you need to answer before you start calling companies, wasting people time and things like that. Okay, so this is what I would do in 2024 if I had bad credit. Okay, what I would do is first research how credit repair works. You know, don't just go on Credit Karma and hit this little dispute button. Don't go disputing things online, because that doesn't do anything. The only thing that does is just put in a alert to the credit bureaus that something may not belong to you, and then clearly they can just verify that stuff, and they're going to add a remark to your credit report. It's going to say this meets all FCRA requirements, Fair Credit Reporting Act requirements, and it just stays there. So you can click that online dispute button all day long. It will not fix your credit. Unless a creditor does not respond in time, then, I mean, that may work, but 9 times out of 10, you're just clicking an online dispute button. You're just wasting your time, okay? So first, you need to understand how credit repair works. You need to learn how to do it. Right now, you're wasting time figuring out how to do all of this stuff. Now, again, I'm only talking to the people at home that money is a more of a concern than time. If you don't have the extra money, especially in 2024, you know, people's finances are tight right now. You know, many people out there do not have extra money to hire a additional service or pay for an extra bill every month. So this is literally free advice for you guys. If y'all are listening or watching this episode, and this is fitting your situation, hey, I get it. There are some things that I do myself at home because I just don't feel like budgeting for an extra expense, which I can afford it, but it's just the principle. So there's nothing to it. Just like, what is it, Netflix or YouTube, even Pandora, when I'm listening to music in my truck, there's these ad-free memberships. You pay money so you don't have to listen or watch ads as you're watching YouTube or playing Pandora or watching Netflix and things like that. Maybe it's not Netflix, maybe it's YouTube and Pandora, but I can afford, what, $5 a month, $10 a month, but in my opinion, it doesn't benefit me just by skipping ads, because those ads are only for like 10 or 15 seconds. 9 times out of 10, I can just turn the volume off and just turn it back on when the next song comes on. Or, you know, I can just, you know, focus on something else, look at something on the road for 10 seconds. So to me, my extra $5 or $10 a month to get a ad-free Pandora account or a ad-free YouTube account, unlimited skipping on Pandora, you know, my money is more important in that situation. So going back to credit repair, you know, you need to understand how items are removed from your credit report, understand how to request verification, how to validate that verification, look for any errors that's on your credit reports, look for any incomplete accounts that are reporting, understand, you know, if a debt collector is refusing to purposely verify something. Those are things you need to learn how to do. And this can be a multiple month process. Some things are not going to get deleted the first month. Shoot, probably not the second or third month. We have clients that are enrolled for 5 or 6 months and things are just now starting to get deleted. You know, it's just part of it. When you ruin your credit and you add negative items to your credit report, the first thing you need to do is take accountability. You need to say, okay, I messed up my credit. This is gonna mess up my credit for 7 years. You need to go ahead and have that mindset. That way, if the credit repair process doesn't really benefit you, regardless if you do it yourself or you hire somebody, the results are the same. If credit repair does not help your situation, which is not guaranteed to, you need to already have that mindset. Okay, I am down for 7 years because I destroyed my own credit, not the credit repair company, not the dispute process that you tried yourself. You, before you did any of this, destroyed your credit. So before you even jump into credit repair, take accountability. You destroyed your credit for 7 years, and you know you're not using your credit for nothing for 7 years, okay? Now, I'm going to try a credit repair, and hopefully instead of 7 years, maybe in a few months or maybe in a year, you know, that's better than seven, that some of these items may not even be reporting to my credit report, and my scores go up, I can get approved for things, okay? So that's how you should look at things. Now, if you work, let's say, a construction job or a plant job, and you literally are gone 12, 13, 14 hours a day, you don't have time when you get home, you have a family at home, some months you may be offshore and stuff like that, you need to hire a service. You know, you can't, you don't have the time to do this yourself, because when these results come in, these responses come in, you have to be on it. You have to respond immediately. You have to go to the next round. So if you're one to say you're going to do it yourself and then these results come in, you give up or you forget to send in the next round and go through the next process, then it's probably not going to work for you yourself if you do it that way, because you're not staying on top of it. Credit repair takes time, and it's not something you can start and then just decide when you're going to start back because you don't have time. So again, if you're working 24/7 and you don't have time to respond to these mail responses and updates and things like that every single 3 to 4 weeks, then you need to hire a service. Now, let's say if you make decent money, okay? You don't understand how credit repair work, okay? And you don't mind hiring a service only if it's gonna be beneficial to you. You must, again, realize two things. One, this is because of you. And secondly, credit repair is an attempt to help your credit situation. Once you understand that, you should start looking for credit repair organizations. Do your research on them. Look at their Google reviews, social media reviews. Look at some of the results they post. If they don't have any reviews, that's a red flag. If they're not a registered business, that's a red flag. If they don't have a business social media page, that's a red flag. So do your research on companies before you start hiring a service out there, because there could be a chance you can fall for something that's not true. Like, for example, there's all these fake Instagram posts and videos and TikToks of people claiming they can fix your credit in 30 days or make you jump 100 points in 90 days. Don't fall for that. It's not true. So that's pretty much everything on this episode. Again, if you need credit help, the very first thing you need to do before you waste time calling around to different companies and, you know, pretty much calling for price, because if you're shopping for price, that goes to show you money is more important. So save your money, learn how to do this stuff yourself, and, you know, just pay for your mailing and do all of that stuff yourself. But if time is more important, then yeah, hire a service. I hope this helped any of y'all at home watching or listening to this. If y'all have any additional questions or just have any type of concerns or just have a question in general of what I just stated in this episode, please feel free to reach out to Sturgis Credit Repair Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time, 225-243-9700. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled STIRGUS, creditrepair.com.